Tuesday night's presentation made clear that tensions remain high between Muncie Community School's parents and its school board.
I want to ask one question. Does anybody think of that child? That child. Not the facility, not the building, not how much money they're going to be making. Let's get for the kids. That's our community. Not up here for the money.
That was one of many teachers and parents who spoke after Superintendent Stephen Ball presented the district's debt reduction plan. It included recommendations by the Facilities Committee for potential school closings. Ball says the pressure is on to act now from more than just the looming government takeover.
Cash flow is at a crisis point. We're really at the point where we're not sure month to month if we're going to have enough money to make sure we make payroll, particularly by the end of the summer.
A facilities committee had its own recommendations, but the plan from the administration included closing three elementary schools, Mitchell, Storer, and Sutton, and Northside Middle School. It also suggested closing the Muncie Area Career Center building and moving its functions elsewhere, possibly combining with Ivy Tech Community College. According to the plan, closing those five schools would save about $4 million. The plan as a whole will reduce the debt by $13 million. That doesn't zero out the debt, though. It leaves a $4.3 million deficit, and it does not address outstanding debt or bonds. School Board President Debbie Fike did acknowledge the complications with this proposal.
It's a contradiction where we ask for parent support and we want parents involved in our school, and then we say, but you're going to have to become supportive of another school because we're going to close yours. And that creates some real emotionality.
Ball wanted to emphasize he and the board want to continue to expand student programming just in a reduced space. MCS had previously said schools would need to close if a state fact finder chose the Teachers Association offer for a new teacher's contract, something that happened earlier this month. In a statement, district officials said they might appeal that decision. As of Tuesday night, the board still has not decided on that appeal. If the board moves forward, the process would take up to 3 months. In Muncie, Tony Sandlaben, IPR News.